According to the United Nations Humanitarian Agency, OCHA, more than 1.2 million people in northern Mali have been affected by military operations in the past months. OCHA spokesperson in Geneva, Jens Lerke, says the main concern has been limited access for humanitarian workers to help the people in need.
However, in recent days, there are some signs of improved access to central Mali and to some extent to northern Mali, mainly due to the reopening of the Luenzagao road, which runs from the central towards the northeast of Mali. Now, the situation remains highly volatile, and we estimate that there are some 16,000 people who have been newly displaced within Mali. We have more than 21,000 people who have crossed borders into neighboring countries since the beginning of the year.
Jens Lerke says people in northern Mali continue to be vulnerable to abuses by armed groups and unexploded landmines.
We've heard from the north horrifying reports of human rights violations, recruitment of children, rising sexual violence, and other atrocities. Now, protection of civilians is an urgent humanitarian priority, not least in terms of the risk of explosive remnants of war and mines. There are mine risk education programs ongoing, and humanitarian partners are working to systematically collect data of where those mines are and how to avoid those areas.
As in all conflict situations, children in particular are at high risk of being injured or killed by unexploded remnants of war. Marixi Mercado of the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, says her agency has been working on this issue in Mali.
Since early last year, UNICEF has worked to support children with education materials, to train teachers on mine risk awareness and on providing psychosocial support to children. We have an ambitious program to support the Ministry of Education this year, but as of today, the $18.8 million that the education cluster has requested for education in 2013 has seen absolutely zero funding.
The UNICEF-led cluster and the Ministry of Education have collected data on the impact that the conflict has had on education in Mali since the beginning of last year. Marixi Mercado again.
Schooling has been disrupted for some 700,000 children across the country. This includes 200,000 children who were previously enrolled who no longer have access to schools. And this is on top of 1 million children who are already out of school prior to the crisis. In the north, just one in three schools is functioning. In Kidal, all schools are closed. In Timbuktu, 5% of schools have reopened. And in Gao, 28% of teachers are reporting to work. Since January 2012, at least 115 schools in the north have been damaged, looted, or occupied.
Meanwhile, the World Food Programme on Friday opened a new land route for transporting vital food assistance from Niamey in Niger to northern Mali. WFP says that the first trucks delivered 200 metric tons of food to the town of Menaka in the Gao region, and more convoys are on the way. Derek Mbata, United Nations.